Thanks for being with us on the South Shore's Morning News. As promised, this hour we're going to dive a little deeper into question one on the ballot here in Massachusetts, this so-called issue about right to repair, or is it about privacy and having safe and secure data? Well, we're going to talk to both sides separately, Lisa. And starting off this hour, we're going to do yes on one. Is that correct?
That's right. And joining us this morning, Tommy Hickey, director of the Mass Right to Repair Coalition. Tommy, thanks for calling in today.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on the program, Tommy. Okay, so tell us again. This is your opportunity to talk to the voters here as we get towards Election Day. Yes on question one. Why should we vote yes?
Sure. So my name is Tommy Hickey. I'm the director of the Right to Repair Coalition. Our coalition is a group of 1,600 independent repair shops here in Massachusetts. We actually represent the 40,000 jobs here in Massachusetts in the aftermarket. We are the same coalition, which I hope a lot of the callers remember, the listeners remember, the same coalition that passed the 2012 initiative. It's 86% the original Right to Repair. It is the highest passing ballot initiative in Massachusetts history. We always joke you can't get 9 out of 10 people to agree on anything. But when it came to car repair choice, Massachusetts spoke. There was a car vote in that law for any wireless communication system. And fast forward 7-8 years, there is now 90% of new vehicles on the road that have all this wireless communication system. It's a system called telematics. And we need to close that loophole because going into the future, starting in these 2020, 2021 models, your independent repair shop, which you voted for in 86%, won't get all the information necessary to fix the car. So this is an update to the law. This ballot, as the language is written, would give the owner direct access to all of their wireless diagnostic repair information, because as a coalition, we believe if you bought the car, you should have all the information necessary to fix it.
Well, now, what about we're hearing, you know, folks saying things like, well, it's about the data. People want to get your data. What about that aspect of it?
So the car manufacturers have resorted to scare tactics and confusion for their tactics in this campaign. This is about mechanical information, and I'm quoting the Attorney General in the language as it appears in the ballot, necessary to diagnose, maintain, and repair the car. That is not GPS information. That is not personal information. And it goes directly to the owner. The owner can then authorize an independent repair or a dealer of their choice. I think it's important for voters to know car manufacturers are already collecting this information. Even if you vote no on this, they will continue to collect this information, and they will share it with their dealerships or whoever maximizes their profits. This is worth billions of dollars to them to control this information, have a monopoly on this information as we move to a wireless society, which we all know we're moving to. And your car is no different.
Okay, yeah, because you're right. Okay, we're seeing some things in the ads, and I guess, yeah, I want you to respond to that. We're seeing shots of, like, a garage and someone walking in a late-night garage that they're going to be tracked, or it's similar to, like, Batman Returns and the Penguin is taking over the Batmobile, that somehow you can start steering the car wirelessly or taking over the vehicles. Can you talk to that? Is any of that even true?
Yeah, no, it's not. There's no basis for any of this. This ballot initiative is updating a law that we already voted on. So in order to diagnose a car today, you plug into an OBD port. Your independent repairer plugs in an OBD port. Diagnostic repair information goes to that OBD port. That OBD port is now becoming wireless. Car manufacturers have developed a technology, and I always preface this, a great technology, but it's got to be in the right hand. They can generate real-time diagnostic and repair information from sensors in your car. We need to update the law to cover that technology, because what we voted for in 2012 was a level playing field for car repair choice for consumers. And without a level playing field for new technology, people are going to be forced into the dealerships. We know dealerships are about 30% more expensive, and now we're saying in this ballot initiative, let's give this information to the owner. Let's not let the car manufacturer have a monopoly on this information and just share it with their dealership, shutting out your independent repair. Give it to the car owner. They bought the car. Let them make an informed decision. Just mechanical information. This has nothing to do with GPS and personal information. And I also just want to add, a number of cybersecurity experts have looked into this. Ed Davis, former Boston Police Commissioner. Bruce Schneier teaches cybersecurity at MIT. The Security Ledger is a group of some of the biggest cybersecurity experts in Massachusetts. They have all echoed the sentiment this can be done in a safe and secure way.
We're chatting this morning with Tommy Hickey, director of the Right to Repair Coalition. He says, obviously, to vote yes on question one. So what's the real reason, though? What, you know, we're hearing about the scare tactics, but what is it, Tommy? What's the real reason they want you to vote no? What is it? They just want to keep control of repairing the cars?
Yeah, right now they have a monopoly on this wireless repair market. They have a way to circumvent the 2013 law. And as I said earlier, this is worth billions of dollars to them. If they control this market moving forward, you will only be able to get your new car fixed at a dealership. So they're willing to spend millions to make billions later on.
So, Tommy, we had the right to repair vote, I think, 2012, and then now, you know, this motor vehicle mechanical data vote. But is this going to solve it once and for all? Do you anticipate, you know, as technology evolves, are we going to just come back and vote on something similar again?
Can we just make a law that says we can always go to our independent dealer?
Yeah, you know, I often get this question. I wish I could see the future. I hope. And that's the intention. And I think one of the problems between the 2013 law, the language and how it was written, is it continues to put car manufacturers as a gatekeeper. The language is written in a way of saying whatever car manufacturers give dealers, they have to give independent repairs. And there's always this cat and mouse game because car manufacturers always want independent repairs at their mercy. It's inherently wrong to have the car manufacturer, who has a monetary interest in not giving the independent repairer the information and giving it to the dealer and forcing consumers into the dealer, to be the gatekeeper of that information. So we're saying in this ballot, give it to the owner. And I'm hoping when you give that information to the owner, you empower the owner to have that choice to authorize who gets that information rather than a car manufacturer, that you do close this loophole once and for all. Again, car manufacturers always have a monetary interest in controlling information and dictating who gets it, when, how long, etc. But I do hope this clarifies this issue moving forward.
Well, thanks for taking the time to be with us today. That's Tommy Hickey from he's the director of Right to Repair Coalition, says vote yes on question one, massrighttorepair.org.
Thank you so much, Tommy.
Thanks for having me.